Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Today, we're bringing you a podcast briefing about master data management trends. I'm Hannah Smaltry, news writer for SearchDataManagement.com. For this podcast, we'll assume you know the basics about master data management. If not, we have plenty of resources on SearchDataManagement.com, and you can find links to those articles and other resources on this podcast download page. So now we're focusing on real trends in the world of master data management, otherwise known as MDM. I'm speaking with Mark Smith, CEO and Executive Vice President of Research with Ventana Research, a San Mateo, California-based analyst firm that recently completed a study examining the needs and practices of organizations that are currently implementing or have plans to implement MDM. Thank you for talking with us, Mark.
Thank you so much.
Mark, according to the study, the Ventana team collected data from 515 business and IT professionals, and about 70% of the respondents were from businesses that had revenue last year of more than $100 million. So let me ask you, how many companies have actually implemented MDM programs?
That's a great question. Our research found that there was actually around 4% that actually had completed a project. But take that in perspective that there also were another 7% of those organizations to see a master data management as an ongoing and continuous process in their organization where they're leveraging that technology, and that there's another 33% that are currently in progress. So it really shows the early adoption and phases of master data management out there today. Another key point I want to bring up as well is that as we take a look at master data management, we do look at master data management as encompassing some of the other areas around customer and product areas, sometimes referred to as CDI, customer data integration, or PIM, product information management, which are really subsets of the overall master data management umbrella.
And, I mean, are they the same thing? Are they, they're different? You're saying that they're a subset, so it's sort of part of the larger discipline of MDM.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The differences are that in many organizations, how they use and rationalize their master data are different for customer product. Let me give you a brief example. Customer data, you may want to have consistent customer data in your administrative and your transactional systems that are used to place orders or service customers, for example. A very good example of an operational transactional type of requirement compared to where you may want to have consistent customer information used for analysis purposes and to have consistent information used for decision-making purposes. So the differences between these are based on how organizations are looking to rationalize their master data and then where do they actually implement it as part of their enterprise systems.
So this leads into my next question. In this study, Ventana identified two subcategories of MDM, not PIM and CDI, but two other subcategories, operational MDM and analytic MDM. Can you explain the differences between those two and tell us if one is more important than the other?
Yeah, great question. The focus on master data management typically falls into these two categories. And as I mentioned, there's a need to have consistent customer, product, employee, location type of data as part of your administration, as part of your day-to-day operational activities of placing orders, servicing customers, understanding your products, and placing orders. On the other side, the analytical side, which is really around getting better, consistent information for making business decisions, there really is not one. One is better than the other. It comes down to the requirements your organization have and what drivers are looking for better consistency. The differences between the two are important, but both of them are really required, over the medium to long term to address inside of companies.
So what kind of benefits has MDM had for early adopters?
Yeah, the benefits that we found, pretty clearly, both in our client base and also in this research, is really improving the accuracy of the actual information. The accuracy of information is important when you start to do the types of analytics and reporting that are done in business intelligence type technologies. That happens to be where we found, 42% of organizations found that benefit was the highest of importance to them. Obviously, there's other supporting benefits that are around improving operational efficiency, driving better, customer interactions and things like that. But the accuracy and the consistency of the data is a top benefit. And I realize that one of the biggest drivers towards master data management is that organizations have found they spend more time reconciling data than analyzing it, which is what we found actually in over 33% of these organizations, that they're looking to actually spend more time analyzing data than reconciling it.
And when you talk about accurate reporting, I'm thinking about compliance. Does that play a part in this as well?
Yeah, it actually plays a supporting role to have, master data management plays a critical piece of an overall data governance process. And data governance processes can be used for many types of compliance. It could be just policies and procedures in organizations, or they actually could be regulatory in nature as well. And having consistent and accurately defined data and actually how you report on the business is important. And frankly, we see a lot of that, driving also from the finance organization to have consistency in what they report if they're a public company.
So let's get down to the heart of the matter. How much is bad master data actually costing companies?
Yeah, it's a very good question. It's one of the areas that we find organizations using as a business case to justify investments into master data management. We did want to put some more depth on that, so we did look in the research. And while there was only 47% of organizations who did not calculate the cost of errors, there were 6% that actually calculated the cost of errors from anywhere from $11 million to more than $100 million. I think that it actually is probably underestimating the cost of errors based on our client work and anecdotal stuff, but clearly there is some significant errors, and it doesn't take a lot to over-order or under-order particular parts or things to deliver products to market on a timely basis to meet the demand forecast, or it could be not having the right information for the customer at the moment, which could actually lose a customer opportunity, which can actually happen within a second on a phone call as well.
So speaking of being on a phone call, the study found that the most important master data object for many companies is customer data, followed by product or service data, followed by financial data. But Ventana also identified some other master data objects that are important to companies. Can you tell us a little bit more about those?
Yeah, absolutely. It's no surprise that the customer master data is a top priority in organization, followed by product or service level master data. Obviously things, customers and what they purchased. We also found that in the area of finance, that was a critical priority, pretty close after customer and product, actually. If you think about financial statements, chart of accounts, those are top types of information. Just as important in some companies is the notion of having master data objects being rationalized around things like geography, so how we look at our territories and our regions, and also location, so location of retail locations, locations of offices, location of customers. So location element is important. And also the one that we like to emphasize a lot is around employee, having consistency of employee master data, which in many HR organizations is all over because they have many internal systems and then hosted systems. So these are all kind of the reference data that all orientate around the core of one of the critical assets, which is metric master data, which is then actually what is actually being referenced in some kind of numeric notion, and having consistency of things like profit, revenue, and hundreds if not thousands of particular metrics in the organization is important for good decision making.
So no matter what type of master data is the highest priority, I think we've all heard that MDM requires both processes and technology. You've touched on that. And there seem to be more and more packaged software options for MDM almost every day, according to my inbox. Ventana's study found that of the organizations planning to implement MDM, less than half said they would seek to purchase packaged software for MDM, and 20% expressed the intention to build it in-house, and then 42% of the respondents were uncertain. Do you need technology tools to do MDM effectively? And as a follow-on, is it difficult to build your own MDM tools?
Yeah, the reality is that master data management is really a collection of technologies that support the aim of, administrating your master data across enterprise. And administering means that you've got to be able to define it, you've got to be able to govern it, you've got to be able to source it, and you've got to be able to deliver. There's kind of a misperception that there's one silver bullet for master data management. The reality is there's a collection of technologies Of course, those collection of technologies need to fit inside of a framework for your organization. And so there is a growing need for these technologies. There are a lot of options available for you for organizations today. And building this stuff from scratch really kind of shifts the focus of where many IT organizations are looking for, leveraging existing investments, driving reuse where they can, but most importantly, buy and extend and integrate technology than trying to build it from scratch, just because there is pressure to reduce and avoid IT costs. Labor costs are probably not best spent on things that are available for many suppliers out there. And, is building your own tools that difficult? Well, frankly, in the 90s, many organizations already actually did build these things out, and they use their own, use things like Visual Basic or custom-built types of data models, and really kind of had to do it the hard way, which is to really build out these things. Of course, every time you build these things, there'd be occasions you got to maintain and then maintain the knowledge base. So, for many organizations, and one of the things that we found in our MDM research was the diversity of the kinds of ERP, CRM, data warehouses, BI, types of systems. Building the kinds of interfaces to support those interactions with those systems is not easy work. And the reality is that what you need to focus on is the value add, which is how do these things actually improve your business processes, how do they actually improve your decision making, and there's so much more work that's required there that goes well beyond just the technology itself.
Are there any sort of top-level buying recommendations that you have for people looking at MDM technology?
Yeah, the key thing really is to looking at technologies, the requirements analysis is important. Requirements of understanding where you're going to apply it, in which business areas and topics, which kinds of existing systems you actually have inside your organization, those things being like ERP, CRM, BI, and typically these are not just a couple of systems, there's many of them. You need to then define those requirements, define what you're trying to get out of master data management technology. There's some that are very good at defining the model, supporting the repository, supporting the workflow. Important enough, having that business analyst interface is not just about IT. It's about bridging the gap between business and IT and that center point. There's other technologies that are really good at the data quality components of that, and there's yet others that are very good at data integration, be able to source and actually transport data from the MDM system. So, again, good requirements analysis and then decide where the technology fits.
That makes sense. And tools are just a part of it, obviously. Process is also important. And the study found that nearly half of the organizations surveyed have some form of data governance or data management initiative in progress. But of this group that has not yet implemented data governance, only 24% plan to do so in the next year. I'm wondering, how important are data governance programs and sort of other data management processes to MDM success?
Yeah, it can't be underestimated, the importance of data governance. Master data management provides the basic tenets for the definition, the maintenance, and the governance of the data, but the processes and the policies of how that actually is administered in the organization is critical. Data governance processes are one of the top priorities because it touches multiple areas of the organization, and also because data governance is a component of how you're going to actually improve your processes, improve your decision making. It's the glue of getting people together to agree on the practices of where things are defined, how they're used, how they're changed. So we see that just as important as master data management, because without the processes and the policies, the technology will actually not necessarily meet the objectives of the program.
Speaking of program objectives, how are some of the early adopters monitoring and measuring the success of their MDM programs?
Yeah, the importance here is to make sure that you set out the kinds of key performance indicators that you're looking to measure success of master data management. We find that in most organizations, some of that measurement success can contribute to improved customer satisfaction. And, of course, customer satisfaction is important because that is also an indicator of where companies are focusing to get better top-line growth, better revenue kinds of oriented kind of programs in place. So having kind of the measures of success should be based on decreasing the cost of errors, improving satisfaction, whether or not that's in whatever area of the business that may be, customer, product, employees, and so on. And having those measurements and those goals you're trying to achieve are critical for the case, because the executives who look at this and look to renew their investments on this on an annual basis are going to continue to look for what contributions this technology and these processes have had inside of business.
We've talked about a lot of market trends already. So I guess just to wrap this up, what should companies do next to ensure the success of their MDM program?
Yes, I think the key thing is, and, you know, there's already been, you know, what I think I mentioned 12% of organizations have already banned MDM projects. What we found that are indicators of success is really assessing your maturity and readiness for adoption. This is not just another IT project. This is a business and IT program that has technologies to support that. If you don't have the right business sponsors and you don't have the understanding of how this is going to actually have impacts and improvements to business processes, you're probably going to actually miss the value of MDM and potentially have a failure. Supporting that, obviously, is that, you know, if you've got areas where you have calculations for cost of errors, as I pointed out earlier, having good qualified business drivers and benefits you're trying to be achieved, putting that process in front of technology and preparing your organization for improvements are just some of the key elements of master data management. And I think there's a lot of marketing, a lot of hype around master data management, really cutting through that, looking at where are the best practices, what are really the key indicators, and making sure that you have a level set of looking at different options, because what we found is that some companies that are very centric around ERP assume that the ERP providers can have the best MDM, or adversely, the BI vendors that basically say they have the best. You've got to be able to look at either in a heterogeneous environment with lots of different systems, or an organization that may be moving towards a more homogeneous environment with a single ERP and a single BI provider. You still got legacy systems. You still need to be able to have consistent master data that can support your information management strategies. So keep a holistic viewpoint and don't make the assumption that, you know, one provider is going to meet all your needs, and make sure that you look at the framework of master data management technologies that are important for your particular organization.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, Mark. More information about the Ventana study is available on its website, ventanaresearch.com. And for more information about master data management and other data management topics, please continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. We have a podcast that introduces MDM to newcomers, a different podcast. We have articles about MDM best practices and other MDM information. You can find links to these articles and resources on the page for this podcast. So signing off from Search Data Management, I'm Hannah Smaltry. Thank you for listening.